Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Rod Allen, sitting in for Sam Panisi with a community comment. Wow. Just wow. What a day. Friday of Rodeo Week in Fortuna. Today, we Fortuna Chamber members pull off our annual Kidnap Tourists event. The out-of-town victims are paraded through town in a jail cell on wheels, tried on bogus trumped-up charges, and sentenced to a weekend of fun, food, and entertainment, joining thousands of folks at the Fortuna Rodeo events. Tonight is Motorsports Night at the Rodeo Grounds in Rohnert Park. Tomorrow morning, the pancake breakfast is followed by the famous Fortuna Rodeo Parade at noon. The theme this year is Honor the Badge. The rodeo action starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and tomorrow night, it's bulls, bands, and brews. Look out. Sunday is the rodeo run in the morning, followed by the gigantic barbecue and another afternoon of rodeo action. Get all the times and details at FortunaRodeo.com. Of course, this is just the first of Fortuna's biggest two weekends of the year, because a week from today, Redwood Auto Expo, California's premier vintage car show, will be in full swing. The town's already starting to fill up with really cool cars, and by cruise night a week from tonight, they will be everywhere. And this event continues all of next weekend. Check it out at redwoodautoexpo.org. Expo spelled X-P-O. These two huge Fortuna events are just a couple of reasons to love Humboldt. Another one is the extreme generosity throughout the community. I want to thank my fellow board members at Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods for their hard work and generous spirit, and for submitting letters of support to the newspaper for the club, where we're helping young people become caring, productive citizens every day. For 4,000 Humboldt kids, great futures start right here. Speaking of writing into the paper, we tend to complain a lot, but we forget how good we have it. I want to thank three columnists I read in last Sunday's paper for helping me improve my attitude. Scott Marcus, for the reminder about the value of thankfulness and finding abundance. Brian Millett, for pointing out the beauty on my daily commute to work. And John O'Connor, for the real truth on how great it is to live in Humboldt, especially in Eureka. His column aligns perfectly with Aaron Dunn's community comment here on KINS last week. Badmouthing Eureka has to stop. I ain't saying I never done it before, but I sure as heck ain't gonna do it no more. And speaking of reasons to love Humboldt, thanks to Brian here at Eureka Broadcasting, who has now devoted an entire radio station to that subject. Great things to see and do here at home. Reasons to love it. Destination Radio. It's not just for tourists. You can check it out by switching your radio dial to 790 AM. I'm Rod, pinch hitting for Sam with a community comment, and I'll see you this weekend at the Fortuna Rodeo.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.